Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor admits she cries after conservative rulings. By Paul Bois on May 26, 2024. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who almost always sides with the liberal wing on decisions, admitted to sometimes crying after certain rulings in favor of the conservatives. Sotomayor admitted to crying when speaking at Harvard University's Radcliffe Institute on Friday upon receiving an award. "There are days that I've come to my office after an announcement of a case and closed my door and cried," Sotomayor said. "There have been those days, and there are likely to be more." The justice said there are sometimes moments where she is deeply, deeply sad. "There are moments when, yes, even I feel desperation," she said. "We all do. But you have to own it, you have to accept it. You have to shed the tears, and then you have to wipe them and get up." Sotomayor did not specify as to which rulings made her cry. Her admission comes after the court overturned Roe v. Wade, returning abortion rulings to the states, and after the court overturned racial preferences in college admissions. As noted by Fox News, Sotomayor's admission could be a possible harbinger for future rulings in which the court will decide on former President Donald Trump's immunity case as well as two abortion cases. It will also rule on whether or not prosecutors may use a federal obstruction statute on people charged for their role in the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill, as Breitbart News recently reported. The U.S. Supreme Court sounded skeptical of the Biden Justice Department during oral arguments Tuesday regarding whether a man involved in events at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, can be charged under a law that severely punishes obstructing an official proceeding. The landmark case could upend around 350 cases in which defendants, around 100 of which had been convicted or pled guilty, were indicted on similar charges under the same provision. The decision will almost certainly have major implications for the Biden administration's prosecution of Donald Trump, resulting in the most serious charges against him being thrown out of court. Sotomayor did, however, join her colleagues in a 9-0 ruling against the state of Colorado for attempting to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot over January 6. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.